You paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Let's get started with Mark Gannis, sports business expert, president and co-founder of SportsCore. Mark, you're back on WGN. Welcome back. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
Good. Were you surprised or not, if at all, that the Bears have made it official? Their intention is to go to Arlington Heights.
Not in the least. They've basically been saying this for months. They've made it official, which, you know, to their season ticket holders, which is helpful. But frankly, many of us have known this is where they would end up from the start, because we knew things couldn't work out at the lakefront site. And anybody who's followed Illinois politics knew that deal with the billions that were asked for from the state, as Governor Pritzker called it, was DOA when it was announced.
So maybe you just answered the question. What was the biggest attraction to Arlington Heights? What was the biggest hurdle to keeping them in the city?
The biggest attraction to Arlington Heights is that they own the land. It is in a great location for where their season ticket base is. If you drew a heat map for where the Bears season ticket holders are, that happens to be a great spot. They can build and have other development to help offset some of the cost of the stadium, and they could build what they want and own it for a very long time without having to have a governmental entity as a landlord. What made Chicago so difficult was the land, which was ostensibly free, was actually ridiculously expensive because of how much it would cost for infrastructure to be able to even have a chance at meeting the Lakefront Protection Ordinance and the legal challenges that would come, and frankly, the incompetence of Mayor Johnson to be able to get anything through the state legislature.
You think there's something Mayor Johnson could have done to keep the team here?
If he had other sites that he could have put forth that were ready to go, yes. But since that was the only site they focused on, and the costs were so great, and the mayor was just loading it up with a lot of money for the city. They wanted the city to all the bonds that the city had refinanced before to get paid off. They wanted a big contingency. They just loaded what they asked for from the state with so much that it had no shot of getting approved at the state level. Had he done something more modest, had he looked at an alternative site, had they actually worked with perhaps the Michael Reese site to see if maybe the rail line could have gotten readjusted before the Bears focused on Arlington Heights, there might have been options, but he didn't, and this is the only option the Bears have.
Was the 78 an option where the soccer team's going to go?
I think the 78 was an option. In order to make the 78 an option, you had to be proactive. The city had to be proactive, work with the Related Midwest, which owns the site, work with the White Sox, work with the fire, to figure out how to make it work. There's additional property around there. There are streets that could have been vacated that the city owns. You can get creative. This city hall just has no vision, at least on this project.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everything it does.
Yes, it was possible. There's the answer. Yes, it was possible. Did Lori Lightfoot help or hurt the prospects?
She did nothing. She just talked about there being a renovation of the existing Soldier Field. You don't take a 100-plus-year-old building and say you're gonna just renovate it yet again. You have to be able to. That was the plan she came up with. It was a plan, but that was DOA because the Bears. That's not what you do. For when you're looking.
What
50
about
years
this,
down the road.
Mark? Yeah. Is this a done deal? It still sounds like they want some help from Springfield. Is the state going to help them out?
If the state does not do what it typically does for major projects like this, then shame on the people in Springfield. This is a very one-sided deal that the Bears have put on the table. They've offered to pay for the entire project on their own. They've offered to put a dome on this thing. Frankly, I think that's stupid on the part of the Bears, to be honest with you. It's economically a very dumb idea on their part because they're going to lose a lot of money. It's going to cost the Bears and the McCaskies a ton of money to put the dome on there, and there's no chance they'll recoup it. The beneficiaries of the dome is the government because of all of the economic impact from these big national and international events that will come in. And they didn't even ask the state to participate in the cost of the dome. What they've asked for is they've asked for tax certainty, and they've asked for some infrastructure money. These are the kinds of things that a state should do as a matter of course, that Illinois has done as a matter of course for major
development. You think that the Bears should have an open-air stadium?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not a retractable roof.
Not a retractable roof. Chicagoans are used to open air football time. It's Bears weather. It's what we've been, what we're known for.
We're talking to sports business expert Mark Gannis, who surprisingly said the Bears should have an open air stadium. It would save money anyway. But Mark, what happens to the events they lose because it's going to rain on the parade?
It doesn't make much. They don't make a lot of money. The Super Bowl, the NFL keeps the revenues. The Final Fours, they'll have a few of those, but the NCAA keeps the big chunk of that revenue. The concerts, they don't come to the Northern Midwest in the fall and winter. They just don't. The stadium shows don't. And during the summers, people, the fans, want to be outdoors, not indoors, to watch the big concert shows. So economically, it's going to cost $1 billion plus to build in the first place because you have to deal with snow loads. You have to heat the building during the winters. And then operationally, you're talking about adding $20, $25, $30 million a year just to the operations. Mm. Electricity alone is a huge cost in this thing. So were it me, there's no chance that I would build a dome here. This is a gift to the state of Illinois. An absolute gift because the primary beneficiaries of all of these major events that will come will be the government, will be all the taxes and the tourism. Remember, the state was going to build McDome in the South Loop. They were going to use public money to build most of it. It's because of the events that come in and all the tourist dollars and the convention money that comes in. That's what McCormick Place is all about. That's a gift to the state.
All right, let me ask you this.
If the state doesn't accept this, it's dumb.
I got less than 60 seconds left, but what's your guess? What's your hope for Soldier Field then?
Soldier Field should become one of the one urban, wonderful festival area that is permanent. They could take the asphalt that is between Soldier Field and Northerly Island, get rid of the asphalt, make it a big parkland area, put Lollapalooza and the big festivals there on a permanent basis so you don't screw up all the streetscapes and the streets and all the other activities that take place whenever they have events, and make it an incredible permanent festival area for the city of Chicago. It would generate tremendous revenue. Don't tear down Soldier Field. It costs way too much to tear it down. Use the facilities that are there for those shows that need to be ticketed, where you want scoreboards, where you want suites and things like that. It could be a wonderful addition to
wow.
the city.
Our Alpine Valley, right here on the lakefront. An interesting
yep.
idea. Mark, I'm going to call you again, but it's just a pleasure to talk to you as always. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.